So this is the state of affairs. So if we see this, it's what is happening is sometimes you just convert to Islam and you are perceived that, oh, you have now to speak about everything. Mm-hmm. Or it's also sometimes the opposite, is that you are considered as a second-class Muslim and you have also to change this. So you are in between, yes. You know, idealizing or waiting for them to sometimes Arabize themselves or to change their culture. What we have, for example, in my country, in Switzerland, we had even a mosque for Swiss citizens or with Swiss culture. Mm-hmm. It's as if we have a problem, the cultural problem. We spoke about this. If now you have to move a step forward, which other problem the converts are facing within the Muslim community? Because this feeling that we are a minority within the Muslim community is problematic. We have to change this. It means that we have to change mentalities. But what else could be problematic?
Yeah, I mean, we are considered a minority within the Muslim community. And again, you know, as you said, there is the extreme ends of the spectrum. Yes. You are expected to be able to speak about issues and concerns going on all over the Muslim world when you don't necessarily have the knowledge and the detail and the historical background to be able to do that. On the other hand, you are not considered an authentic Muslim. Mm. You are considered a convert to Islam, and perhaps that, you know, regardless of where you are at in that stage of conversion, whether you are simply going through the early stages of conversion, you've been a Muslim for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is, that you are still considered to be a convert, and that your knowledge of Islam is minimal compared to the knowledge of other Muslims who are born Muslims or come from predominantly Muslim countries. Also, you are trying to enter Islam, and you're entering into an Islam, a Muslim community who already are going through their own problems, and problems of settling down, problems of integration, problems of trying to deal with society, of ghettoization, not just in the physical sense, but also in the psychological sense. So you're trying to enter a community that has its own problems to deal with, and don't or can't necessarily understand or appreciate or acknowledge your problems. So, you know, there's difficulties on all sides. For us within the convert community, it's important that we build, you know, a sort of a facility that will be able to assist converts coming into Islam. And that should be generally run by converts themselves, people who have gone through that process, who have experienced all the difficulties, the confrontations, the attitudes, the problems, the concerns, and who have been able to get through that process by whatever means, and who are now looking back on that situation and wishing there had been a structure, you know, that would have been able to help them through that. And now they are contributing to that themselves.
Yes, and what I have seen in Europe, and in not only in Europe, by the way, also in the States, also with African-American Muslims, people who converted to Islam, is that the first step, it's as if, okay, we are protecting ourselves, but this is for the sake of the whole community, because at the end, they are interacting with the whole community and the Muslims. Mm-hmm. So the point is quite important here, is not to understand that it's a parallel community. It's a community working from within to improve the situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And also to be the link with the surrounding society, which
absolutely
is quite important.
Yes, and that's very important for the convert community, that we do not set ourselves up as a separate community.
Yes.
What we set up is, you know, as structures to be able to help people through that transition, that difficult time, going through conversion, establishing their Islam, learning about the various different rituals, helping them to be able to incorporate those into their lives as easily and as readily as possible. However, we also want them to be part of the larger Muslim community. And so it's about facilitating their entrance into that that Muslim community, and looking at how they can be useful and helpful and resourceful within that developing community. And of course, building those bridges between the Muslim community and the community.
Because this should be the way. The way
absolutely
should be to help them to enter, but also to for them to be useful within the community, to help these communities, the bigger community, to understand the surrounding society. Because a convert who is coming with his or her, you know, culture, not to forget about the culture, but to use this culture to help the community to be in yes. tune and to understand how to speak, in which way we have to deal with the surrounding society. So there is one point here that I want you to tackle, because this is something which is, I can say that who is dealing with the communities during the last 20 years, there are lots of improvement and mm-hmm. things are moving quite well. It's still yes. difficult. So,
especially now.
Yes. Are you seeing this? And if you had to say what should we do in order to improve the situation again and again and more than that, what would you suggest that we have to do?
I think that, we're all up against a problem here in the UK, both converts to Islam and the general Muslim community, because we have got to try to contextualize Muslim thought and Muslim practice here in Britain. And we've got to look at it from a geographical location, from a social perspective, from a political perspective. And we have to try to establish an Islam that sits comfortably in this geographical sort of surroundings.
Which an Islam that is faithful to the principles, but also taking into account the cultural environment, which
absolutely.
Is
absolutely, yes, absolutely, and that is, this is going to be helpful for both converts to Islam and for the Muslim community as a whole. I think that converts can play a huge part in that, because for them, they have to be able to establish an Islam that sits comfortably in their hearts and their minds, and is compatible with their surroundings. Also the Muslim community has to realize that the second, third, fourth generations of Muslims are now moving in that direction as well. Mm. And we have to facilitate that for them. Mm. For instance, I was at a convert, event, I won't say where, in the UK very recently. And I was so shocked when I walked into this event, what I saw. First of all, I saw a sort of a very long black curtain splitting the convert male and female audience. In front of the speaker. Now, this had been advertised as an event which you could bring the rest of your non-Muslim family to, in order to be able to understand the Islam that you have entered into, and so on and so forth. Now, immediately when you walk in the door and find this segregation of the sexes with this black curtain down the middle, it's not going to offer that, that sensitivity. It's not going to offer that understanding that needs to be there for converts to Islam to be able to move on and to take their families with them, not necessarily into Islam, but take them with them in terms of understanding and appreciating what has happened in the life of this young person, daughter, son, sibling, whatever it may be. Then, right throughout the evening, the person who was delivering the talk was delivering it from a purely a perspective that was not appreciating the needs of the converts. And so it was really difficult to understand how this particular event could be helpful in any way, shape or form, either to the converts themselves or to visitors who would come.
Thank you, Betul. I think that during this discussion, what we have been able to say is it's two things, which is the first one is clearly that what we are seeing now in the West is really people coming to Islam and a quest for meaning, and some of them are coming for different reasons, and you said something which is very important. We cannot judge the sincerity of someone on the reasons, and this is something which is personal. Then sincerity, transparency, elevation and spiritual elevation could come from any means. But the second point, which is important, is that there are challenges, and this is what we have been talking about. The cultural one is very important, is that to avoid creating a community within the community, but also for the whole community to understand that there are challenges, that the Muslims who are converting to Islam, they have some needs, better understanding, the knowledge, the terminology, that all these are challenges that are very important. Things are moving, but still we are, as you were mentioning at the end, is really sometimes that people are doing things that are exactly the opposite of what should be done.
Absolutely.
But still, what is today quite a success is really much more convert, involve, and finding a place within the community. And I would say that these are challenges that we are still facing, but we are moving on. Well, that's all we have time for.